grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Kia ora, Chris.
Kia ora. How are you?
Awesome. Chucking along.
Very good.
Yes, how about you?
Very good too, and I hope all the listeners out there are doing well, enhancing their cognitive abilities with a bit of a 420 sesh.
That's what we do around here.
It's proven. Sure. It's proven with science.
There you go.
And we've got a bit more of science coming up. But to put it all in context, it's the only local news that didn't involve someone getting busted with drugs and guns. Seems to be like, God, is that all we get? Drugs and guns.
Horrible.
Yeah, so it turns out, Catherine Ryan, 9 to noon on Monday, interviewed this this guy from the uni, Dr. Rhys Ponton, University of Auckland School of Pharmacy. And so he is studying drug laws and the risks that get created for illicit drug users. With a focus on harm reduction, and talking about on this segment on the 9 to noon, that the risks of getting things that are being missold as other things, the importance of substance checking, harms from going through the criminal justice system, all this sort of thing. And see, I'm boring myself and you even by recounting it, and that is exactly what happened in the interview. You could literally detect Catherine Ryan losing interest and cutting him off in the middle of a sentence.
Oh dear.
And ending the interview.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it was a bit unfortunate. But he's making some good points. And one of the points he made is this law is just so outdated. It's 50 years old. It's 1975.
It's like no wonder you're getting bored. It's like the same thing.
Same thing over and over. But 50, yeah, exactly. Definition of insanity, doing the old same thing over and over.
There it is.
Expecting a different result. So, yeah, he talked about all the... And not only... the result we're getting, of course, is the growth of organized crime and corruption that we're just seeing all over the place.
Martin Pepperell just walked in the building. Sorry. Please continue, Chris.
And in fact, he kind of because she said gave him a great opportunity. What should happen then? What should happen? What should happen? And he talked about reshuffling the ABC classification. Which is a good idea if that's all you're going to do.
And what's the ABC classification?
Well, this is where, cannabis is in C, but as soon as you prepare it, like make some cookies for your grandma, now you're in class B. In class B, you're alongside cocaine.
That's crazy.
And
crazy stuff.
Yeah. And then MDMA is also in B, and maybe it shouldn't be. It should be something much lower than that. We used to have a class D, of course, which was only on the books for about 2 years, and nothing ever went in it. But Class D would have allowed regulated sale of low-risk substances. And there was talk, you know, that cannabis could have gone in there.
Damn.
This was like 20 years ago. So what he could have talked about, of course, is what we've talked about, the enhanced cognitive abilities, but the reduced alcohol use, the reduced opioid overdoses.
Exactly.
The happiest workers of any industry.
Exactly.
I just love that one. And new study this week. So one of them, they looked at rates of use. This is the Journal of Mental Health and Addiction. And what they found is Columbia University looked at various states all over America, ones that had legalized, ones that hadn't. And what they found was no increase in marijuana use among young people. So no underage, like 12 to 20 is what they call that. So no underage, cause typically 21 being their legal age there.
Yeah.
No underage changes, no increase. No increase among adults, no increase in daily use or problematic use in any age group, male or female.
Wow. There it is in the data.
Where were these studies when we did the referendum? So there you go. Now, they did find among the adults, particularly among elders, the elderly, seniors, we should say, not the elderly, seniors, and particularly among women. Past month sort of use went up, but not, as I say, not daily or problematic.
There.
and the context of how of what's going on in the States, and you think, wow, and really, use among young people hasn't gone up? Just to give you an idea of how mainstream it is, you know, when it's legal in both California and New York, you know, like legal,
yeah,
and as well as places like Nevada and that. Cheech and Chong, well, Circle K, you may know the Circle K convenience store. It's just inked a deal to stock the Cheech and Chong high THC drinks in all of its convenience stores across all 50 states.
That's the thing, though. If America sells Four Locos, then, like, why wouldn't they sell other things, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's kind of this weird thing, because it's hemp-derived, they extract all the CBD out of hemp, they turn it into THC, but it's still legal at that point, because it's hemp-derived, and Circle K get to sell THC drinks across America. So Circle K that recently opened on K Road, no word from them whether they're going to stock the THC drinks, but I say yes, do it.
We say yes, the Circle K on Karangahape Road.
Did you see South Park this week?
No, but I saw the one that they did with the Trump thing. That was pretty funny. Is that the one you mean?
Yes. Oh, was that last week?
I don't know. I watched it a while ago, but it's pretty awesome.
Towley, for those who don't know, Towley, who smokes weed throughout South Park, had a little meeting with Trump, and they joked about having a mutually beneficial deal if he would just reschedule cannabis. And it seemed to all go quite well. So,
If only.
The new National Republican Committee chairman, while we're here in Trumpland, the new chairman of the National Republican Committee is the Florida Senator Joe Gruters. He campaigned for Florida's cannabis legalization ballot last year.
Is Florida a red state?
Yes.
They must be.
But also very much swing. Into medical cannabis, as you could imagine.
They're full of swingers.
I guess so. It's got Miami too in that, you know?
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. That
their ballots have to pass by 60%, and they got more than 50, but not 60.
I see.
But Trump actually supported that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've...
We're slightly optimistic.
There is a man who has a plan.
He's the new Republican National Committee chairman.
Jump scare.
There you go. So... it's all good news, hopefully. We're focusing on the good news. Also, another good study coming out of America, presence of cannabis retail stores. They looked at the kind of vicinity of when cannabis retail stores opened, not associated with any increase in motor vehicle accidents.
True.
And they compared, this was Connecticut when it went legal, compared it to Maryland when it wasn't. No changes in the prevalence of either statewide accidents or within proximity to dispensaries.
So not only was it positive for, like, the general health benefits and, like, they weren't doing more drugs, but with the other study, now they've done it with motor vehicles and it's even more positive news. Look at that.
The good news just keeps coming.
That's awesome.
However...
Oh, God.
Turns out marijuana is a gateway drug.
Oh, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, turns out. But not to heroin and cocaine, like people have often claimed since the, bad old days, but to growing tomatoes. Turns out when people start growing cannabis for the first time, doing their homegrown, they then go on to grow other things.
Namely, heirloom. Do they talk about which kind of tomato, or is it just in general, the species?
No, but they call them tomatoes.
Tomato.
Following that, basil, strawberries, chili peppers, cucumbers and lettuce were their next most popular.
That is a beautiful spread.
Isn't that nice, though, that people start with their homegrown cannabis and then go on to grow these other things that they wouldn't have otherwise done?
Such a gateway drug to awareness.
And to good health.
To good health, to bettering your immediate environment.
I'm not biased, though, at all. Also, though, here's another one, because it's probably beer o'clock for some people, and we're approaching, of course. Mm-hmm. Cannabis, this was a study out of Polish and Slovak universities, a whole bunch of them, which I won't read out because, you know. They did cannabis seeds or hemp seeds into the beer brewing process and found it enhanced the nutritional value. And they're pointing to the potential to have functional beer products. And out of these cannabis sativa seeds, and what they did is they brewed... Well, they tested beers brewed with malted and unmalted hemp seeds and then just stored regular barley malt as well as a comparison.
Wow.
And what they found was increase proteins. Well, you get protein out of your hemp beer. That'd
high
be pretty
protein
cool.
beer.
Fermentable
nice.
Sugars, polyphenols, and cannabinoids with a unique taste and aroma. If you put hemp seeds in the wort, you got more riboflavin, B12, which feeds the yeast. This is for the homebrewers out there. You got better yeast feed.
Okay, for the people brewing at home and growing.
And the non-psychoactive cannabinoids came through into the beer under standard brewing conditions. This would be your CBD and stuff that of the or whatever you've got going in. Mm-hmm. This was especially true of malted. If you used unmalted hemp seeds, you got polyphenolic compounds, transferulic and gallic acid.
Holy moly.
And we all know what they are.
Well, whoa, what is that?
I don't, but okay. Apparently they're antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, so they'd be good to have in your beer. So there you go.
That's good.
Chuck some hemp seeds in next time you're brewing some beer. And away you go. Make it better. Make your beer better.
Make your beer better with hemp. Wow.
Make it less bad.
Yeah, because beer's pretty like...
It can be good.
I mean, I love beer. Shout outs to the Beer Spot.
That's
I'm a big
right.
fan of beer, personally.
Exactly right.
But if I was over the counter or at a bar and someone was like, would you like a normal beer or would you like some hemp-infused beer that has a protein shake in it? I would be taking that one. Just like, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is kind of healthier than just the plain beer.
Right on.
So, anyway, something to think about.
You're right on trend there, because, you know, we were just talking about that with the Gen Z and millennials in particular.
Yeah, who are enjoying other products.
That's right, the hemp-infused over the booze, or a bit of both.
Yeah, I really would, I think. It's like, you might as well. Get all the birds in one drink.
Love
nice
it.
One. Was that
Love
all
it.
The good news?
That's all the good news.
And what about
that
your
I could
events?
Find this week.
Your motives. What events?
Well, what have we got? We've got in September, off the record. That's third Wednesday of every month. Ella Melville. Get your stuff tested. Have a good kōrero. Canaposium is 4th and 5th October at the Waipuna.
Yeah.
And Misuse of Drugs Act's got its 50th birthday in October. Oh. Spark a big fatty for that one. Every day of the month, in fact. And symbolically, Gandalf on trial on October the 14th. He's on trial for all of us up in Whangarei Court. And Halloween night, October Friday 31st, is Halloween at Whakamana Cannabis Museum. They're promising high spirits.
Honestly, sounds scary, which is awesome. Bit of me smoking huge marijuana cigarette and then going into a Halloween party sounds pretty crazy, but awesome. And I would like to play, actually, if anyone from Whakamana Cannabis Museum is listening.
Ooh, hey, I'll tell you who is playing.
Yes.
And that is the Jaffa Mafia, who presumably are running the sound system, because that's what they're doing at J-Day.
Jaffa Mafia is a great name for a sound system from it's Auckland.
Indeed, from Te Henga.
Oh yes, stunning.
And love it. Yes, so you can go to Halloween and see them in action, but also come to J-Day in December.
Awesome.
Saturday 6.
Thanks, Chris.
Ooh,
not all bad.
Yes.
We got there.
Boy.
We only sort of said Trump one time. I need to put like a thing on there that's like, warning, Trump is about to be mentioned. So
I think we all do.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.
She's my main thing. Saturday, November 29, presented by 95BFM.
Peace. gossip keeps the young man at his ease. I know you're kind, I know the webs that you weave. How do I get past the past? I'm still hung up on cobwebs. I lasted this long in a paper house. Dopamine kicking when I hit the ground. Oh, how do I get past the past? I'm still hung up on cobwebs, saying I can't go.
Peace. cigarettes are on my wall. When you look, it does me no good. I need you more than I should. There's no space that's safe. I got no escape. A kingdom monster, you said I would. So misunderstood. I don't know my feeling. When it's time I shut both my eyes, you ask me why here tonight. Already knew that I'd lose. Future came way soon. Became the monster, you said I would. Lost in Hollywood. I don't know my feelings.
It does seem that the war, the civil war, has been quite fruitless.
It's not a civil war. It's a people defending themselves against a fascist government, which you are defending. It's not a civil war.
Well, a conflict.
It's not a conflict. It's a liberation movement fighting for justice.
Well, whatever it might be best called.
It's not whatever, because this is where the problems start. This is a people who is discriminated, is fighting for his rights. This is a story. Exactly, peace talks. You mean capitulation, surrendering.
Why not just talk?
Talk to whom?
Talk to the Israeli leaders.
That's kind of conversation between the sword and the neck, you mean? I had never seen any talk between a colonialist case and a national liberation movement.
But despite this, why not talk?
Talk about what?
Talk about the possibility of not fighting.
Not fighting for what?
Not fighting at all, no matter what for.
Yeah, and people usually fight for something and they stop fighting for something. So you can't tell me even why should we speak about what?
Stop fighting.
For what? Or talk. About stop fighting, why?
You talk to stop fighting, to stop the death and the misery, the destruction, the pain.
The misery and the destruction and the pain and the death of whom?
Of Palestinians, of Israelis, of Arabs.
Of the Palestinian people who are uprooted, thrown in the camps, living in starvation, killed for 20 years, and forbidden to use even the name Palestinian.
They're better that way than dead.
Maybe to you, but to us. Not to us to liberate our country, to have dignity, to have respect, to have our mere human rights is something as essential as life itself.
Matara, no, you are the other, Hakara. Down that boring glass of water because Urbanaut have just announced a brand new beer and they want to send you around the world.
Urbanaut SoCal Low Carb Hazy Pale Ale is crisp, delicious, refreshing and available at all good beer stockists.
Visit the glorious Urbanaut tap room in Kingsland to try this brilliant new low carb brew.
And to find out how you enter their competition to win a trip to Anaheim in SoCal, USA, check UrbanautBeer.com. Tell me,
will it matter? Beloved songwriter Nadia Reid is making the trip back home to celebrate her critically acclaimed album, Enter Now Brightness. Performing live at the Power Station Saturday, December 6th.
Bear witness to Nadia Reid's poised and reflective songwriting in the flesh as she presents her tender and enchanting live show.
Nadia Reid, Enter Now Brightness album release show at the Power Station, Saturday, December 6th. Tickets from Vanished Music.
All right, you four Muppets, listen up. I finally pinpointed 95BFM's weak spot, Friday night, 7 till 9pm. The staff have all gone to watch Rick Breeze play water polo, so that's when we're going to strike. Phil, you're cracking the safe. Renee, you're disabling the alarm. Pat Fife, you load this BFM CD library into this sack. And Professor, you're driving the getaway van. Kushti. They're never going to see this coming.
Gang of Four, every Friday night from 7 till 9pm, with a revolving cast of bona fide BFM legends, Renee, Pat, Phil and the Professor are putting the B into TBIF. Gang of Four, thanks to Verona, the heart of Karangahape Road.
West Coast, chopping.
Regan, wake up.
West Coast.
Honey, onshore. You're having those strange nightmares. Oh, no, no, it's not.
1 out of 10 on both coasts.
Oh, God. Father Damien, it's happening again.
Looking for tubular swells? It's the 95 BFM Surf Report. Is the West Coast gnarly? Is the East Coast bogus? Do people even still use these words? Find out every morning on Breakfast and every afternoon on Drive. The Totally Radical Surf Report, proudly brought to you by the dudes and dudettes at Probien.
Got a bag of pre-rolls, don't waste my shit, just reload. And I order by the kilo, don't waste my time, you freeload. And I stepped out, ain't no black, just like my pussy be matched. Don't have no time, just chat, just leave it on my tab. Everybody please be hush, cause I'm trying to burn a bush. Everybody please calm down, cause I'm trying to smoke a pound. Everybody please just do, cause I'm trying to sort the deal. Everybody please be hush, cause I'm smoking OG Kush. This girl called Stacey, she wanna know me lately. She heard I wrote the best, that's why she's so impressed. No, I don't play no free shows, and I shoot like I'm D-Lo. No Quentin Tarantino, I only sip the vino. Everybody please be hush, cause I'm trying to burn a bush. Everybody please calm down, cause I'm trying to smoke a pound. Everybody please just do, cause I'm trying to sort the deal. Everybody please be hush, cause I'm smoking OG Kush.
Sounds of Miss Kanina, that was Kush. Shout outs to her. She was just recently announced on the lineup for Splore, which aptly I will be speaking to John Minty, who is on the Splore team, about the lineup for this year just after the news, which will be coming at 5 p.m. Before these two, we had Kokiri by Mokotron and To Be Is Palestine by Noise Diva. Big tunes all around. I'm going to play one more and then we'll get into the news. Sure.
Walk we are, walk with the most high. It may carry we wherever we are go. And we not lay down for no bullseye. Revelation time better know. All them no wonder, all them no pray. In a judgment time it a show. Whoa, walk we are, walk with the most high. On the long and high narrow road, yeah. I hear education, feel a nation for a better day. I hear when we levitate, Rasta come fi infiltrate. People say them fed up and them want fi take a holiday. Work and a slave away, none for them no make no pay. All will come to pass and the truth shall reveal. Only he who is worthy open up the seven seal. Anointed in his blessing, study lesson where me dedicate. So we never separate, Rasta come fi educate. And walk we are, walk with the most high. He may carry we wherever we are go. And we not lay down fi no bullseye. Revelation time better know. All them no wonder, all them no pray. In a judgment time it a show. Whoa, walk we a walk with the most high. On the long and high narrow road, yeah. It a go showdown, but a no gun no. Say brimstone and fire a go rain down. Babylon a fall down. them a go all down. Them can't escape the lion pon the throne. No, run a missile, run a missile, run a missile, run. Babylon can't come when the fire a go burn. Don't them a go, don't them a go, don't them a go done. King Selassie the Almighty One. What we tell them say we walk, we a walk with the Most High. He may carry we wherever we a go, yeah. And we not lay down for no bullseye. Revelation time better know. All them no wonder, all them no pray. In a judgment time it a show. Whoa, walk, we a walk with the Most High. On the long and high narrow road, yeah. Higher education, build a nation for a better day. Higher when we levitate, Rasta come for infiltrate. People say they fed up and them want to take a holiday. Work and a slave away, none for them no make no pay. All will come to pass and the truth shall reveal. Only he who is worthy open up the seventh seal. United in his blessing, study lesson when we dedicate. So we never separate, Rasta come for educate. And walk, we are walk with the Most High. He may carry we wherever we are go. And we not lay down for no bullseye. Revelation time better know. All them no wonder, all them no pray. In a judgment time it a show. Whoa, walk, we a walk with the Most High. On the long and high narrow road, yeah.
Kia himarie, good afternoon. Ko Eloise Tokuingoa, ko te rima karaka, it's 5 o'clock. Associate Justice Minister Nicole McKee has announced changes to the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act. The proposals include restricting who can object to liquor licences to only locals in the affected community, while liquor licence holders will get a right to respond to any complaints. The government's digital IDs are also set to be rolled out for alcohol delivery services, including Uber Eats, with delivery drivers expected to verify that recipients are not intoxicated. McKee says the changes reflect that most New Zealanders who choose to drink alcohol do so responsibly, while the country's alcohol industry lobby group also supports the changes. Air 2 members at media organisation Stuff are striking this afternoon. Staff are picketing outside newsrooms in urban centres across the Motu to protest low pay offers and what they say are attempts to divide the workforce. Staff employees spoken to by RNZ described feeling insulted, undervalued, and replaceable, claims which a spokesperson for staff rejected. Staff employees last went on strike over pay negotiations in 2022. And in international news, China will hold a military parade next week, commemorating 80 years since the end of World War II and their war against Japan. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin are both expected to attend, as China showcases its latest advancements in military technology, including tanks and anti-drone systems. South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung has not yet accepted his invitation, but his attendance will be the first chance for the leaders of North and South Korea to meet since the breakdown in relations in 2019. Western leaders are largely skipping the parade due to opposition over the war in Ukraine, while Japan says the event has anti-Japanese overtones and urges foreign leaders not to attend. Mexico's postal service will suspend package deliveries to the US as the duty-free exemption for